fighting and full of nonsense. The Stephen Howson Podcast. Made in Manchester.
Hello everybody and welcome to the Stephen Howson Podcast. As usual, joined by Arcade Ben. And we are going to be talking about Marcus Rashford. We're going to talk about the press. We're going to answer some of your questions off Reddit. We're going to answer some of your questions off the YouTube chat. And maybe we'll even do some stuff from Twitter as well. So if you want a shout out, retweet it with something funny. Get over it on Twitter. Tag me in it. I'll retweet anyone that's doing it. So we're going to go for shitloads of shares tonight. Probably won't get that many people watching live because of the Arsenal assault, I would call it, maybe, and maybe the others are watching Real Madrid. Arsenal losing 4-1 in Bayern. Like I've been saying, mate, it's a bit of a buy for Bayern, that, I think.
Well, I sent a tweet out, I think, about when they got beat off Watford or Chelsea, can't remember, Arsenal, saying Arsenal doing the best to be out of all four comps by the end of Feb.
They're really good at that.
Yeah, they're fucking mint.
They are really good at that. How's everyone doing anyway? So we're aiming for 500 likes, as usual on this. Maximum shares as well, and let's see what we can get in. Yeah, Puff Daddy's got his back, his jacket back, 50 cent in the corner over here. A big shout out
OG
to
style.
Orange Ape for this week's podcast poster, because that was fucking... It's mint, absolutely mint. Like, you actually look like you could be in that photo, I think.
Do you know what I mean? Living the dream there, pal. Living the dream.
So, yeah, at the moment, it's 4-1 Bayern. You know, Ty's going to get outside afterwards and say that away goal is going to be absolutely massive for him. Napoli took the lead in the Bernabeu and then have had three hit back against them. Wonder who's got all those, or Casemiro, Cruz and Benzema. One shot on target there for Napoli as well, so probably expect more Big Dave rumours. And actually, let's talk about bullshit rumours in the press. So Marcus Rashford, the most unlikely candidate for controversy and rumours, has now become the target for the first time, I think, in his Manchester United career, of any controversy. Quiet lad, good family, keeps himself to himself, zero aggro, zero mivers, doesn't go to concerts dressed like a matador, doesn't court the attention of anything like that, does he? The guy, what does he do? He concentrates on his training.
Grafts. Sort his family out. Gets them set up and that.
Yeah, he's moved his mum into a big new gaff. The guy's a model professional at 19 years of age. So let's look at the actual points and then I'll tell you a little bit under the surface of what's going on. So the 2 points that the papers said was he's stalling on a new contract because he's not getting enough playing time. Signed a new contract in May last year for 4 years.
Eight months ago, isn't it?
You don't renegotiate a contract. General, you could renegotiate a contract if you'd have just scored 50 goals in 30 games. And you walk in, you flap your semi'd up knob onto the table and you go, kiss it and give me a new contract because I've just bagged 50 goals.
When did he make his first start for England? Or when did he... It was the end of the season, wasn't it?
It was before the end of the season.
Are you sure?
No,
it was the end of the season, wasn't it?
So it might have been before that, yeah.
So
there must have been a clause in England about that, though.
Well, yeah, that might be what the negotiation is. Because that's generally...
It's not a new contract.
No, but they never knew contracts, had they? It's just a renewal of the existing contract.
Not after 7 months, though.
Don't know if the England terms, because that's a pretty big thing. I think, as a player, you get an uplift on that because you're an international. So it might be that. I mean, I can't imagine he's in a rush to do it.
So the other part of it was the lack of playing time. Now, if you pull up the Who Scored, it's a good website, Who Scored. The ratings aren't the most accurate in the world, but they're not bad. Generally, you can go, yeah, I pretty much agree with that. According to the Who Scored ratings, our best player this season has been... it's not letting me do it at the moment. Let me just hit back on there. Our best player this season has been Paul Pogba, followed by Ibra, followed by Ander, followed by Phil Jones. So you could probably go with that. Where's Antonio? Antonio's in the mix. He's sixth on there as well. If you sort it, because you can sort all the different columns that you've got here on Who Scored, by minutes, right? No surprise here. Big Dave comes out top with the minutes. 2,500 minutes. Then Pogba, then Zlatan. No shocks. Then Antonio, Valencia, Herrera, Blind, Mata, Marcus Rojo, Bailly, which I was quite surprised at, actually.
Blind, I'm quite surprised at.
Yeah, 15 starts there, yeah. And then Marcus Rashford. He's the 10th highest minutes in the squad. Right, so some names that he's above. Phil Jones, Wayne Rooney, Mkhitaryan, Fellaini, Smalling, Carrick, Marshall, and then into the more squad ones, Lingard, Damian, Shaw.
Do you know what's probably like, rather than rumours that are created, do you think that they might be to deflect attention from elsewhere? Because no one says
I've got both sides of everything that I'm going to come in here, so I'll drop it onto you as what I know.
All right, so can I not say?
All right, go on then.
I know, I was just going to say, because Rooney, how many times this season has he missed a game due to illness? How many times you get ill?
He's got ill more now than he ever has in his career. And he's been rested this week after missing four games.
Rested. So there's no coincidence in that. I don't think. Then the stories leak and stuff like that deflects attention from elsewhere that, oh, he's just ill or he's just rested.
But they've also picked up on Luke Shaw, which we said, didn't we, at Full Time Devils Live, we said, now Marshall's in the team, and then it went on, had a great game. You're like, well, the paper's going to have to decide that there's an agenda with someone else now. And then it was Luke Shaw's missing out for the fourth game in the row. Jose hates him and
is it happened the fact that they're all young players? And it's like, oh, Jose's got something against young players.
Well, if you look at the minutes...
Historically, not necessarily this year. Because
the minutes of everyone, really, they're all old players, apart from Paul Pogba, who was a world record signer. They are the older players in the squad that are getting the bulk of the minutes. Maybe that's the way it is because of the way the squad's set up, I don't know. But anyway, so here's what's... So we've said there is no new contract, right? And there is no lack of playing time.
Mm.
Now, a lot of you sent me the video that Phil de Bruyn did, Malakians on Twitter, works for Beyond the Pitch and a couple of outlets out there in... They've scored again by any chance.
I know, I'm just laughing at
smile. Works for a lot of outlets out in America. Connected guy, he's got his sources. Last night he dropped a video saying that the... Was it Matt Smith in the Times? Or Matt something or other in the Times? I can't remember the guy. Matt Hughes? No, I can't remember who the guy was anyway. So whoever it was in the Times that dropped it, he said it's a well-sourced article. Loads of people tagged me in it. Like 25 people tagged me in that video because I've been saying bullshit all day. So rather than putting anything out in public, I inboxed Phil because I've done some shows with him in the past and I feel like I can chat to him. So I had a chat to him. And I'm not going to like let his cat out of the bag, but I think he's got the same source as the guy from the Times that released it. It's more on a different side to what I've got a connection on. It's not hard to work at fucking connections out, but I'm not going to, out the guy here. So I think he's telling what he's been told is the truth. That happens. We ourselves know, don't we, that you get told one thing, don't happen.
Yeah, definitely.
It happens, that. So, what I've had a look for yesterday, and I confirmed again today, I chased up on that today, coming from the Rashford side of things, there's no problem. The guy's happy with his playing time, more than happy, more than he expected to be getting in terms of playing time. Happy with Mourinho. Feels like Mourinho's really managing him great. Feels like he's got boundless energy when he's played. He don't feel like he's played too little, don't feel like he's played too much. Goldilocks time, man. Feels just right. There is no new contract. So, there is no new contract. The Mirror, the Sun, I think, and the MEN have all run stories on this side of it. It's his brothers that represent him. I think it's his brothers that have put this out today to this side of the press to say, there's no fucking problem. The worrying thing is, if Phil and the guy from the Times and other people have been told something coming from the other side, why are they being told that? Because someone's saying this. There's independent people getting word from one side in the club. This is what worries me. What's the agenda? What's the end game? Why, of all the players that you can choose to rattle and disrupt, is it someone deflecting? Is it someone testing Rashford maybe to see what happens? Because he hasn't had controversy. Is it someone doing that?
Maybe. Well, maybe it's the character, innit? And test the character. So he's openly questioned Shaw, openly questioned Marshall, openly questioned Mkhitaryan. So they play...
Publicly drop Rooney.
Yeah. So he wants to see how they react, maybe. I don't know. So that's kind of his way of doing it in terms of...
Well, we said, didn't we, he is testing the players because he doesn't want a mutiny on his hands like he got with Chelsea. And a way to do that might be to fucking be harsh with them as much as possible now, and the ones that stick around were strong enough to last. At the moment, Luke Shaw doesn't feel like he's getting on top of that.
The way that I look at it as well is when Fergie's been in charge, every team had characters, leaders, people who you could hang your hat on, and you know that would go out there and give you everything. Whereas since he's gone, the players that have been brought in, like your maybe Schneiderlin, your Memphis, you know, players like that who have not risen to the task, and they've wilted under the expectation of playing for United. So,
there is players that say, actually, I've played football and then I played for United, and it's a different thing.
Yeah.
And obviously, we don't know. We go to Old Trafford every week. It feels normal to us to be in a stadium of that size. And it's not just the stadium.
Expectation.
It's the expectation. It's the media scrutiny, as Marcus Rashford is unfortunately finding out. Literally, that's the one annoying me the most. It's the least... even Jesse Lingard would have been an easier target to suggest he could move on.
Yeah, but he gets rinsed anyway for his social...
For dancing and stuff.
Yeah, and stuff like that. So,
but if... Marcus Rashford does nothing. I think I went on his Twitter before. Yeah, the last thing he tweeted was the fucking Munich thing.
Yeah, it's nothing. But if you throw, you got a
model pro, mate.
But you throw shit at them and see how they react. Like Jesse gets all that abuse on Twitter and that off.
Doesn't affect him, even
off his own fans, and he still cracks on and he's still happy to do that. I mean, I'm sure he'd be happy about his playing time.
One of the things that I mentioned to Rio last week, which we've lost, it's not producer Chris. It's some fucking clown in London. Chris is usually the cameraman for all the fan cams. He wasn't the cameraman for this. It was some fucking clown from London that they'd sent us. So, obviously, I interviewed Rio last week. I've got a Snapchat to fucking show for it. They only lit me. And if you've seen the Snapchat, you can see we're at the top of the BT Tower with that panoramic view of London. So, we're at a window. So, you need to be lit from the front. We've got a fucking massive light in here, which is lighting us. Without being lit, video looks fucking turd. If any of you are making your own YouTube videos, the thing I'll say to you is the lighting is the most important thing. I think this looks pretty good. All because of that. Literally all because of that light that we've got over there.
So I'm a coat, obviously.
And Ben's coat. So, only I'm lit, right? And then there was a fucking load of interviews going on. Gary Lineker was in there. Harry Redknapp was in there. There was tons of other people around the other side of the circle that I couldn't see, but there was a right load of journalists there, right load of like... video crews there, just interviewing all sorts of fucking people. Basically, everyone uses the same wireless microphone system. So the cameraman goes to us, oh, I'm getting every other fucker's conversations here. What you're supposed to do is just fucking change frequency. It's not hard, it's like a radio, like a walkie-talkie. He didn't do that. He unplugged Rio and just left me on. So I'm really loud, and you can barely hear Rio speaking. So only I'm lit, and only me... You can hear Rio, but when you boost the audio, I breathe dead heavy, don't I? So all you can hear is, and he got
sex offender.
Producer Chris has had to edit it when he got the footage back, and he's like, it's fucking unusable. Now think about how bad that has to be for us not to even put it on Facebook or anything. But what one of the things that Rio said was he criticised Pogba and Lingard, didn't he?
Yeah.
So that's definitely one of the questions I went to ask him, and when I got his answer, he went, do you know what? I was wrong, which is fucking massive for him to go. He goes, I was a bit too harsh. He goes, when I've thought about it, when I've sat down and like had a real think, he goes, I was the first one on Twitter. He goes, I can imagine if Brian Robson was still at the club when I got Twitter, he goes, he'd have fucking battered me.
Yeah.
He goes, do you know what? He goes, I'm actually jealous of Pogba and Lingard. He goes, I was too serious. He goes, look how they play. He goes, they both play free spirits, smiles on their faces. He goes, dancing. He goes, they don't give a fuck. He goes, Paul Pogba's got a £90 million price tag with the whole world wanting him to fail. And what's he doing? He's doing dance moves and shit. He's like doing Michael
fucking
Jackson
handshakes,
stuff. Yeah,
and all sorts of
with
shit.
With his mum. So it was a great interview, actually. And one of the things that we mentioned about... what's the place for fan TV? Because obviously all the things that have come out recently with Gary Neville and that. And he gave a great answer on that as well. He goes, if I was still playing, he goes, I'd watch. He goes, some of the players are watching now. And I said, well, we know quite a lot of the players watch us now. Obviously, Juan Mata is one of the ones that watches. Hola. I don't think he watches this, but he does watch Devils. We know all the players watch it. And he goes, all the players used to read the fanzines. Red Issue, United We Stand and stuff like that. Probably still do. He goes, reckon it's moved over a little bit at least into watching videos, if not, you know, doing both at the same time. He goes, they definitely watch it. He goes, these videos is just the new fanzines. And I thought that was a great answer. Mm. There was a few good answers.
A lot of stuff has moved from print and it now to digital. So it's...
Yeah, I think if Andy started United We Stand this weekend, it'd be probably a video platform or a blog. You know, it'd be something like that. Someone in the comments here saying, is Jose peddling this bullshit? No, not necessarily saying it's Jose, but there's obviously some reason for this stuff getting out. Whether it's through him, which I don't know, which I doubt, or if it's through one of the coaches, or if it's somebody else at the club. This stuff's coming out somewhere. It could be an agent. It could be a competing agent. It could be fucking Griezmann's agent because he needs him out of the club to get him into the club. Yeah, one thing I was going to mention, actually, is if you look at... I was going to bring up, like, look at how many players have been linked with a move. Look at how the papers are trying to disrupt Manchester United because everything's going well. Big Dave's been linked with a move. Rooney's linked with a move. Basically, every fucker who's not just signed on is linked with a move. But even those who have signed on, like Zlatan, is being linked with a move. I actually think there's something in the Zlatan move, in all honesty. I think that's a move that could happen. I don't think he's nailed on to stay here for 2 years. I think he will, but I don't think he's nailed on.
It depends if he likes it, doesn't he?
But let's throw this hypothetical out there, though. Bastian's probably not going to be here next year, I would have thought. I think he's definitely going to move on with the game time he's had. Rooney could be moved on. I think that's very likely. Zlatan gets moved on. They're on 250, 300 bag each, right? That frees up 700, 800 grand a week in wages. Guess who you can sign for that? Anyone. Twice. You could literally afford Ronaldo and Messi, I reckon, on them wages.
But will he go for that, though?
I think they'll go with Griezmann. But then, does that leave another superstar signing, or does it not? Does it mean balancing the books?
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah, depends on, like, we're probably hedging our bets with, like, are we going to get top four?
Mm.
Because there's a lot of money riding on that for the club, isn't
it? £80 million in Adidas sponsorship.
We spoke before, like, Jose wants a spine, doesn't he? I still don't think he's got his centre half spine, and I don't think he's got the midfield that he wants.
I'm impressed like fuck with Bay, though.
Yeah, he's mint, but he's still only young as well, isn't he?
23.
So, there's loads of... You could just sit here and talk all day about permutations and speculation and be like, well, what is it going to be because of this? Or is it going to be because of that?
Well, yeah, we do. We do, that's what we do.
But, I don't know. I mean, that shit that come out today about... The £85 million bid for Müller the summer.
Well, it wasn't. Was it last summer or the summer before?
No, it was the summer just gone, wasn't it?
Was it? I thought it was the summer before.
No, because I'm sure it was this summer, wasn't it?
I thought it was the summer before, because there was talk of him and Müller coming in, and we didn't land him. And it's like when David Moyes comes out crying, and no one's got any sympathy for him, saying he's like, they told me I could get Fabregas and Ronaldo. We could. It didn't happen, though. But I think Edward Wood's learning on the back of stuff like that. Some of the
last summer. So, from last summer... Yeah, it was from Mourinho.
Wow. Holy shit.
Yeah, Mourinho fair with a bid. So, yeah, there's two £85 million players.
So, if you didn't get one last year, you've at least got one this year.
He obviously knows the sky's the limit, innit? Whatever you want to spend, you fucking go and do it.
Footy manager on cheat mode for Jose Mourinho. He does what he fucking wants. Oh, can you imagine going into a job and you sit down and you've got that fucking pencil neck twat. Woodward sat in front of you and he goes, what's my budget? And he goes...
What's that?
Line them up.
Yeah, budget.
He goes, line them up, I'll fuck them up.
Yeah, but when...
Oh, to be fair to Woodward, he seems like he did very good business last summer.
Yeah, when people normally say what your budget is and you're like, I haven't really got one. Well, you have.
You have, yeah. I just don't want to tell you is what the answer is.
Yeah, yeah. And then when you say something, no, it's too expensive. Well, obviously, you've got a budget then, so tell me what the fuck it is.
Dickhead.
But, yeah, Jose's not got one, has he?
Obviously not, if you're talking about... And for Bayern Munich to come out, I don't think they're chatting shit, but I'm sure Van Gaal was in for him at some point as well.
Yeah, I think we was in for him as because he can play along the front three, can't he? He's not getting a game at Bayern, or as much game time. He's not started to.
Cheers for everyone who shared it. I'm going to dive in the comments in here in a second and I'll do some retweeting a little minute. Michael Moore. Oh shit. It was 99 cents. Oh, fucking hell. Bring back Red Issue. Do you know what?
I used to love reading Reddish.
Reddish was fucking class. Yeah. It's a different vibe. I like United Re Stand. There's a lot more of a grown-up vibe to it. But sometimes people need chopping off at the knees. And Reddish was the fucking job to do that.
Yeah, definitely.
Views on Arsenal losing. It's not a shock, is it? Let's face it. I mean, no, I did say Bayern was getting... I was thinking...
It's
I flapped last couple of days and was like, what if they fucking win and I've said they're getting a bye? That's never going to stop. 4-1. 5 minutes to go. Arsenal have had six shots to Bayern's 22. Fucking hell.
Yeah, but to be fair, in the first after the first half... Well, Bayern, I don't look like Arsenal have had a shot on target in the second half. Or off target either, because there is no off...
We mentioned... I don't know if we did mention it last week, actually, but Griezmann is a Woodward signing, which is like a player's become available, his marketability and... standing in the game is such that the United are just going to sanction an offer for him. Not necessarily against Mourinho's wishes. I used an analogy of when your missus brings you a sandwich that you didn't ask for. You're not going to say no to the sandwich, are you? But you didn't ask for it. So maybe like, in his mind, Mourinho's thinking he wants some in a Lukaku kind of shape. Woodward comes and brings him a Griezmann chicken sandwich. He's having a fucking Griezmann chicken sandwich, isn't he?
Yeah.
But it does... If he had a formation and a system in mind next year, it complicates that a little.
It does, but he's got all the riches in the world to work with. You got to roll with, haven't you? You can't be giving Griezmann and then be like, how do I fit him in?
No, you just do it, don't you?
I bought him on FIFA and just played 4-1-4 or something.
His finishing is about as good as you can see in the world at the moment. I mean, it's... What I love about him is every finish is a pass or a dink.
That finish the other week was just amazing.
They're all... There's no... Like, there's no fucking smashing it and hoping it goes in through sheer speed. Every single one of them's weighted. It's nice. He's a lovely footballer.
But he's poured a bit of scorn on it today and he's saying about the weather and doubts. But
you've got to play in the game.
Of course you've got to say that, haven't you?
Fuck it. 2009 Champions League final. Ronaldo interviewed himself for Sky Sports or whoever the fuck it was, right? And boiled my piss, in all honesty, because he didn't have to ask himself any questions that he didn't want to answer.
Sure. Is it 5-1?
I love how you fuckers in the comments just fucking... Brrr, and it was Muller!
Just come on.
Yes, lad.
Oh, jeez.
What the fuck was I saying?
I don't know. Let's just laugh at Arsenal a bit more.
Oh, that away goal's going to be massive when you get them back to the Emirates.
Look at that.
5-2. No, it's not 5-2.
No, it's 5-1.
Look at that.
5-1. Bye.
Shit. Wow. Some crazy results.
I know, in Europe's elite competition.
I was texting someone yesterday just before the game because I was going to watch Barcelona and then I thought, I'm having a night off of fucking football tonight because I'm going to watch House of Cards. Shit's just gone west in House of Cards season 4, mate. What are you up to?
I fucked it off, mate. I watched season 3 was pretty gash.
It was dry as fuck,
like,
season
what
3.
What is this?
But unless they've got a new writer or something, because I'm halfway about... 5 or 6 episodes into season 4 and he's just about to run for the primaries again because he's
well, don't tell me because I've not seen it, but I don't know whether I would see it.
Ronaldo interviewed himself. Thank you, Nick. I'll finish that in a sec. I'm going to drop this out because it's not a spoiler alert. So everything's going fucking mint for his presidency and all the rest of it, but shit's going west at home with Claire.
Yeah,
she's a bit of a fucking Roman anyway, isn't she?
They're both Romans.
Well, whatever, yeah. But so I think it's not come out if it is her yet, but there's a picture surfaced of his dad with posing with a guy from the KKK.
Right,
okay. Can't have that as a president. So shit's gone west. I mean, this is the last 5 minutes.
They've got Donald Trump as president. All bets are off.
So they just dropped that. And I think Claire's fucking leaked it because he wouldn't let her run for Senate. Anyway, so Ronaldo interviewed himself before the 2009 Champions League final.
What, in the dressing room with Anderson?
Not that one. No, that was a pretty funny one, actually, that. But no, this is like, he's got like a baseball cap on, and they're doing a single-person shot, and they're going from one side to the other, and he's asking him questions like this, asking himself questions, and obviously he's on the other side answering the questions. Mm. And he asks himself, are you going to sign for Real Madrid? And he goes, oh, always with the real... Oh, shit. Sorry, everyone who's listening on iTunes. He goes, always with the Real Madrid question. And he's like, no, I am happy. And then he fucking went 3 weeks later. Why did he have to dick tease everybody like that and say that?
Yeah, but he's been doing it ever since. Like, you know, you never know what the possibility is. You never know.
Not bad. Right, let's see what you guys are saying in the comments. Oh, yep, it's gonna be a bloodbath later on. season four goes wild.
They've got Sutton United on the weekend as well. Imagine they get beat there.
Have you seen the Sutton United goalkeeper?
The reserve one.
Yeah.
There's a 45-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen a picture.
Who couldn't look more Sunday fucking league. I don't know why Sutton have been having pure pictures at Wembley this week. Like, they're going to get there.
It's part of the mystique, isn't it?
I know, and they always get the lowest team in there to pose with a cup, but these have done like a full team thing at Wembley.
Yeah, because it's not happened, has it, for ages?
Let me try and find it for you. I'll put it on screen. The guy literally, it looks like a Sunday league team because of the keeper. Where the fuck is it? Why can't I find it anywhere? Can't fucking find it. Probably got more fans than City them anyway. Shit all season scores against Arsenal. Is that Muller? I haven't watched much of Bayern Munich this season, to be honest.
No, I don't think they've been... Well, they've not been on fire, have they?
Hargreaves saying decent result at 4-1. For Arsenal!
Because they can go back and they can turn them over.
Right, someone's saying Arsenal fan TV is going to go in a meltdown tonight, but... Can you actually... I mean, we're going to find out, but can you actually get upset about losing to Bayern?
Yeah, because I don't think they really pulled up any trees this season.
Didn't they finish second?
They finished second in the group, didn't they, I think?
Bayern?
Yeah, didn't Arsenal finish top, hence the reason why
they got them. Maybe, yeah.
And they've only just... Well, they're not, like, streets ahead in the league. On Saturday... I think they didn't score until the 89th minute, and then they won 2-0.
RB Leipzig are taking them close. I think they're 4 points off them in the league.
I mean, Dortmund make it easy for him by fucking getting beat all the time.
It's the day after Valentine's Day, and Arsenal have just had their back door smashed in. James says, "Why aren't we watching Arsenal? Because we're delivering a podcast for you, lovely fuckers." I think. Poor Claude doesn't deserve this. Where's the Champions League final this year? Is it in? I haven't even looked. I tell you where the Europa one is though. Stockholm. Paddy, who sits in front of us, has already booked flights and hotel. And that's a bit presumptuous, mate. And he's like, I'll be able to sell them. He goes, and if not, I'm just fucking going.
Fair enough. Why not?
What's happening with that football special stream that I had up for Sundays? I did it once, and I pretty much did it to prove to someone it could be done. I do have a plan to bring it back, hopefully with the help of a sponsor. It'll probably be a midweek roundup of like Premier League results and stuff like that. So it probably will be coming back, probably for a midweek thing. Trying to keep the rest of the comments on the mixer here. Did I know that one out of every 10 Arsenal fans chats as much shit as the other 9? I know a couple of decent Arsenal fans, but they are in the minority.
I don't. I've got a Blackburn fan at work who sits in.
Blackburn?
And I was like, but he's not from Blackburn, yeah, he's from down south.
Anyone who's watching right now, just tweet Adam McCullough and just tweet Blackburn. And just let's see what his reaction is. Just tag me in it and just tweet Blackburn. Let's see what his reaction is.
Well, he's like, he goes, oh, do you want a wager? And I was like, you want Blackburn? Anyway, yeah. So I was like, all right. And I'll have United. And he was like, yeah. I said, right, so the draw, we'll scrap it. Your draw is even, yeah? And he went, yeah, all right, and we'll have a score on it. All right, yeah.
What I found out this week is that it was a Blackburn fan killed about 7 years ago because at Blackburn, they have a game called Head the Bin, right, at half-time, where they throw...
Head the Bin, right?
Where they throw... a metal bin, and then they head it, and a guy died.
She's not great.
Like, I wonder how that happened. And now they don't play Head the Bin anymore. That's the fucking place that we're dealing with this weekend.
And they only sold like 12,000 tickets or something.
Have I heard? Jamie Longley says, have I heard about that lower league striker ripping it up with like 100 plus goals? No, but if you throw it in the comments or tweet me where it is, people have started tweeting Adam saying Blackburn. I will go and watch him, or we will go and watch him if there's a guy scoring 100. He scored 100 goals by
this
February.
Season?
Yeah, it must have been. Otherwise, well, he's scored 100 goals in 6 years. No
under
one gives a fuck.
Under 10s, is it?
Someone's saying, what happened with Rashford? Check it out at the start. Hopefully this will crush all Arsenal's momentum. Hopefully.
Fingers crossed. Well, they've got to play Liverpool.
Yeah.
Liverpool ain't got lost against
5-1 full-time.
Top six.
Quality. Scrolling through the comments here, and I'll retweet some tweets in a second because I've seen loads of them in a minute. People just dropping troops lines from Arsenal Fan TV. I don't know how many of them have travelled over. You can get an away season ticket at Arsenal.
Really?
Yeah. Because there's not that many that travel.
That'd be amazing.
Do you know how much people would be willing to pay for an away season ticket to guarantee that at United? People would pay literal thousands for that.
Yeah, well, a lot more than the own one.
Yeah. Yes, Jesse says cheeky sport. I was going to say that. There's a couple of Arsenal fans that I like. One's Laura Woodsy from Soccer AM. She's sound. She's an Arsenal fan. And the other is Cheeky Sport Joel. That's about it.
I don't know any.
The Mighty Wes Brown plays for Blackburn. He's a player coach. We're trying to get an interview with him this week, actually. Jack, happy birthday, mate. Ty got his hat stolen, poor guy. The guy looks like a walking souvenir shop, doesn't he? I don't know if he's sipping out of that water bottle for a laugh or not, you know. There's people tweeting Adam just saying Blackburn. Not really any questions in here, people just fucking laughing.
Well,
I suppose it's we can all be mutually happy, can't we?
It's a good
right,
time
let me
laugh.
Just throw some retweets here to see if Adam's fucking replied just yet. You fucking legends, loads of yous have done it. There's fucking loads. What? Someone's just tagged me in something saying if you watch Kakelin closer, you'll see he's technically whatever miles ahead of Keane.
Yeah.
Fucking delete your life.
Did you see I watched there was like a quick video of Ozil and his work rate again. Non-existent, mate. He just fucking walks around.
Did you see Stephen eats Ben? Didn't happen. There's some good happen. Didn't happen this week. Go on, what?
I don't know. I retweeted that. What? It was Swansea fans singing to Jamie Vardy on Sunday.
What?
It's like, so fuck off, Jamie Vardy. You've had your fucking pie. Going down.
This is fucking
imagine
class.
That.
McCullough's been absolutely ruined here.
Imagine that. Like, everyone was knocking on the door for like Vardy and Mahrez and all the players, and now we're like, you're going down, mate.
It'd be fucking funny, wouldn't it?
You got to pay.
Did they turn Arsenal down or what?
No, he turned down Arsenal down. which is not a bad shout, to be fair.
No, it's not a bad shout, but they wouldn't have got relegated.
No, but they're still in the Champions League and Arsenal aren't.
Very true. I think they've really prioritised it.
But no, he's come out and said, hasn't he, Ranieri, the Champions League's not a priority and the FA Cup's not a priority. Just like staying in the Premier League. Like, really?
Well, McCullough has been tweeting, but he seems to be ignoring all the Blackburn stuff, so I think he's just going to have to keep hammering him. He's not messaged me either. I was expecting he'd message me like, why is everyone tweeting me saying Blackburn? But maybe he's just rolling with it. Maybe he's watching. What pizza is my favourite? The scrummy at Domino's with chorizo on it.
Nah, Domino's
banging.
Is whack, mate.
It's alright if you get the...
it's all about... Apna pizza, bro.
With what?
Asian style. Green chilies, chicken tikka, veg, all that.
Do you know what? We need to speak to that Love Pizza. Would you like to see me and him recreate our youth?
I would.
I'd love to do it. That'd be a right laugh. There's a pizza company in it's Hume, innit? It's Studentville, sort of like Stretford Road sort of area of Manchester.
It's in it near Buzzies.
Yeah, it's right near Buzz Rocks, yeah.
It's on the... round the corner on their thing, yeah, I thought so.
So there's a pizza shop that contacted us and has just said, you know, they wouldn't. I think they must watch the podcast, so they'd said. And it looks like smart pizza as well, doesn't it? They look like they don't just do your standard fucking couple of flavours and like a kebab shop or something. But it looks like...
kebab shops have like loads, are you mad?
No, but do you know what I mean? Like, it's an afterthought. It's a proper pizza shop.
I feel
shop.
Like Domino's is an afterthought, mate. They put more into marketing than they do into the actual quality of the food.
You can earn up to minimum wage driving for them.
Sweet. Sign me up.
These comments are going wild tonight. Sorry, lads.
Cash in hand.
No, I doubt it's cash in hand. So you're getting rinsed. What was I fucking saying? Yeah, so this pizza shop has emailed and said, do we want to do a show in the pizza shop?
Right, yeah.
Do you think that's a fucking good show? All we'd have to do is take the Mac Pro, I think, and a monitor. And as long as their internet's good enough, we could do a podcast while we worked in the shop.
While I'm eating a pizza.
Well, yeah, but you're going to be cooking them. I'll be on the phone. Yellow. They're going to have to like write off all sales that night because they're going to get fucked with.
That won't work. Though, will it? How will that work?
I don't know. It just worked like it worked when we was fucking 17.
Yeah, but I used to...
So would you guys like to see that? Because if do, maybe we do that for the 50th episode. I think we're on 33 at the moment.
33? Nah, serious? Yeah.
That included well, that included some of the ones that we kicked off with. I did about 8 or 12 or something, didn't I, before you...
Oh, right, like earlier in the year, like when we did one on the way to Bama.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, right. Oh, I was going to say, I've not been turning up 33 weeks.
I'm just going to pop this chat out because it's going absolutely rapid and I can't read them all. Good show as long as we get free pizza. I'm sure we'll get as much pizza as we want, and we would just do random chats to customers. Some of you fuckers that live local could come and sit in the shop. I imagine a couple of our mates would come and hang out in the shop a little bit and fill it up. Yeah, it'd be fucking chaos. I don't know how the audio would work. The audio would be difficult for that. Might have to have a little bit of looking into. But I think that could be a laugh.
So any questions on there?
MM Productions has dropped €1. Cheers, lad. You said last week that was for the chizzer. He didn't get out in time enough to get it. He texts us on the way saying, not going to have time. But we'll do that next week. We definitely will get it in a mixer. Pizza with doner meat is decent.
Never tried that.
Janine has that. No. Favourite craft beer? I don't drink craft beer. I'm not into the beers with lumps in and stuff, man. It's not about that, is it? Even though something like 12% in it. I'll try one. Because try anything once, more or less. But,
any other questions in there?
Is anyone not talking about Arsenal here? So yeah, MM Productions, thanks for that. We'll definitely be using that next week. MM Productions says he's one sound prick. Yeah, can't argue with that. Did I watch EBI? No, I didn't. One of my mates does the filming. The Eddie Bravo Invitational. They're sort of trying to make professional jiu-jitsu, I think.
All right.
But it's no-gi jiu-jitsu, so it's pretty cool. They're having some like quite high-level fights or matches, I suppose you call them. And one of my mates is a cameraman and does the graphics for him and stuff. Case used to write for MMA Latest.
Oh, right, yeah.
Best rap album ever.
Ooh, that's a hard one, that.
Illmatic's got to be up there.
You can't. It's like saying what your favourite movie is. It's all subjective, isn't it? We had this debate, surely. I got loads. Speaking of like music, actually, anyone tell me an easy way when you use YouTube Converter, yeah, for like the freestyles and stuff? Because I don't know if anyone's heard the Royce 5'9" like. 4 freestyles that I'd done, like one over DJ Khaled. I got the keys. Oh my days, that's straight fire. So is Let's Go to War over Big Sean, and then there's the Wait a Minute or like trap music. They're absolutely sick, and the beats keep calling. And I was like, oh my days, is Royce just dropping this new music from it weekly? And then I've tried to get them on my phone without actually going to YouTube, so I want to be able to have them on my phone so when I'm in the gym and that, and I think, you know, when you need that bit of
are that good?
Yeah,
don't mind when we get pulled.
No, I'm not gonna, but I love Royce 5'9 anyway, so I've used YouTube Converter, got them onto, because they're not on any sort of where you can purchase them or anything like that, got them onto some iTunes, and then I've tried to add them on my phone, and I'm like, this media can't be played. I'm like, ugh!
Is it down as an MP3? You might have to change it to an AAC. Just change the file.
Like, there you go. That. Say, look, there's like...
Yeah.
What do you mean it can't be played? Play, you son of a bitch.
I don't even know, you know, about how you mix these around. Because, like I said, I have Apple Play or Apple Music.
This is not the type of stuff that's on those things. Not, no. So
I don't know. I don't know about, let people say, how do I transfer all my music?
Like, I Sky Soft or something like that.
I remember, it was before I went to Afghanistan, because I bought an iPad 160, a 160 gig iPod. I've still got it, actually, but the screen's broke on it. I bought some DVDs of music.
Completely. I think I've still got them. Some of them. Yeah, like
there was. I mean, obviously, a CD is one album's worth, isn't it? But the DVDs, wasn't there like 40 albums per DVD or something? Ridiculous. And it was a stack like that of them. Some unbelievable music on those.
Everyone's just rinsing arsehole.
Why'd we bottle the chizzer? I don't know if you put this before or afterwards. It was just time. You weren't going to get here in time if we went and called. KFC's a bit of a mooch way from here, actually. It's the opposite direction for him to go on his way up here as well. Would I drop Blind once Shaw comes in? Yeah, I'd go with Shaw as my fullback, but that I would also be trying to make Daily Blind fit into that Carrick role.
Yeah. I mean, his quality on the ball, his free balls and his vision and stuff like that. And his calming influence as well.
He's got a lot of them attributes that Carrick definitely brings. Pineapple on a pizza. I'll block you. How's that?
I'd eat that. I do eat that. Yeah, what?
God, man.
Flex it up on you.
What do I think of Gary Tonan? Gary Tonan, Ben won't know. Ben's like, what? Who's he play for? Gary Tonan is a fucking leg lock master. Is he like a welterweight sort of size? Just fucking pulling arms and legs off motherfuckers. I wouldn't mind seeing how he would do in the UFC, but obviously it's a completely different ball game when people start throwing strikes in the mix.
Tells another mad story.
No, we're all out. That was us. We shot our bolt last week, I think.
I don't know.
There is a couple more, but yeah.
I mean, it's more than a couple. But it's like, what can you actually say on camera?
Can you say it in a libelous sentence?
Yeah. Yes.
G Singh says, not surprised if we get battered next time we play Bayern or Barca. Been years since we played opposition of that calibre. Well, it's not really, is it? Because the Premier League does have teams around that calibre on their day. As much as it pains me to say it, City can be that good. Even Arsenal on their day can be that good, but you can bully Arsenal physically, and I think that's... I haven't seen the game today, but I imagine that's probably
Do you know what's like? I saw something on Twitter the other day, and it was like some Arsenal fan crying about when we beat them 2-0 to end their run, the 49 game unbeaten streak, and they was like highlighting all the fouls, and like, I was watching the foot. Yeah, to be fair, there's some fouls there, but he was getting in the face, he was kicking him, weren't giving him a minute. And, you know, since then, they haven't won the title. And that's just showing that they haven't got the heart for the fight.
Wenger's philosophy, I can understand why some of them lose their mind, and they have lost their mind. It must be frustrating, because they've got some wonderful technical footballers, but they haven't got a bastard since Vieira left.
Vieira and Petit.
Yeah.
Like that.
Even Petit, for a blonde-haired guy with a ponytail. He could fuck shit up, couldn't he?
Yeah, Pires was a bit of a nasty twat as well, wasn't he?
Oh no, he was soft. He was just
like, yeah, but he was like slimy with it though, wasn't he?
Like a Van Persie style with it.
No, probably worse than him.
have I listened to Bugsy Malone? I think Bugsy Malone's got some decent tracks.
Facing Time.
Don't I like taking the piss out of Arsenal? They bring it on themselves, in all honesty, but you know, most of what we're talking about now is every fucker in the comments going bananas over it rather than us. Who was the better manager, Sir Alex or Brian Clough? It was Sir Alex. But from what I've seen and read, Brian Clough was a fucking gangster, and it's a tragedy that he never got the England job.
I mean, it's politics, isn't it, again?
Obviously. Does Conor McGregor have a chance versus Mayweather? He's always got a chance, right? But people twist this shit and go, no, he doesn't have a chance. Well, of course he has a chance. Of course he has a chance. He's not going to win in 99 out of the 100 fights that they could have if you replayed them 100 times, right? But one out of them times, he's going to fucking touch him with that left hand and it's going to be over.
Amir Carr had his chance until Canelo wiped his jaw out.
The thing that people forget in here, most boxing, because there's so many weight classes in boxing, they're not being tested as much by massive weight class differences. Conor is probably naturally close to 40 pound heavier than Mayweather. That's 3 stone. That's a lot of fucking weight. And on Conor McGregor, who, let's face it, he's not a chubster, right? That's all fucking usable weight in it that he's going to generate power with. He's going to have a massive reach advantage. He stays long anyway in how he fights. And he is the kicker, right? You know how sometimes people struggle with a southpaw, right? Well, now you're going to get a southpaw in a karate stance who's going to talk unbelievable amounts of shit to you, and you're never have going to come up against a fight. Conor McGregor doesn't know how he's going to approach this fight, so how the fuck can you replicate what he's going to be like in the ring? That's where the chance comes from. On a level playing field, Mayweather murders him.
I don't see him getting anywhere near him.
He only needs one.
But I was just reading there, Bobby Smith, go to what? Downloaded music and right-click it and play through iTunes as an MP3 and drag that across. That's who did. I ain't got a fucking clue what you just said.
Get Spotify, says Harry Gibson.
Yeah, but they're not on Spotify.
I should call up TalkSport or the Paddy Show for MUTV for a laugh. Was you in my house when we phoned up MUTV?
Yeah, it was me, you and Finney. It was after United. It was Watford United. We beat him 2-1. Gig score, I think it was 2007, wasn't it?
I fucking don't know.
Yeah, it was. Yeah.
Was it not earlier than that?
No, it was about 2007, I think. Check when United. Ben Foster was in net for United, I'm sure he was, and like we beat Watford 2-1. Early 2000. Because we played.
I think it was before I was went to Afghanistan.
We played 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and City were playing, weren't they? At like half five. Yeah, because. Because when you was ringing up, he was like, oh my god, have you seen, notice how many. How empty the City Stadium is.
Asked David May how many medals he's won, and then asked him why he never got in any of the Champions League photos.
Online Falco. Yeah, that's the one I want to see. Errol Spence and Cal Brook. That is going to be a sick fight.
These loads of comments here. Ibra has a ponytail. He does, but he's not blonde. There's a difference.
Errol Spence is legit.
Some Arsenal fan is convinced Coquelin's better than Keno. I mean, it's,
whatever.
There's crazy people in the world. That's all you got to do.
Arsenal fans are like that deluded, where they believe, like,
yeah, they're like, Sanchez is the best striker in the league. No, he ain't. He's a fucking mint player. Is he the best striker in the league? No. Vaughan says he's got a funny feeling that Conor will beat Floyd. I'm putting money on Conor to win because it'll be big odds. I'm not expecting to win. I'm going to be putting money on it though.
What, knockout?
Yeah, he's not going to beat him on a decision. It is what's going to happen. It's going to go to a decision, or Conor's going to catch him, right? One is massively more likely than the other. The Floyd by decision is like buying money, right? The Conor by knockout is more wild. And you got to remember that Floyd only fights like once every 9 months or something anyway. Once a year. Conor's active as fuck. And the age that Floyd is, at some point, he's going to have a massive drop-off in his capabilities. Because of age, time beats everyone.
Yeah, it does. He wouldn't be going there to risk like 49-0 when he's sat there and to risk his reputation.
Sometimes ego is like, I'll beat this guy who's never boxed.
Yeah, it is ego. I mean, I think it's like what you actually calling me out, like it's part of the audacity to do it. He's definitely got under his skin.
Absolutely. Ariel Helwani said yesterday that it was what's it called? That it was on. Dana White today says it's not on. I think Dana's playing the game. Someone here saying that we said Angel Di Maria was a flop. How wrong we were. Well, when it wasn't, was it? Because he was a flop for United. He didn't want to be here, and he bottled it. He basically just didn't want to turn out for us no more. So, what do you want to do on that?
He's not necessarily been like pulling out all the stops for PSG.
No, he has one good game, a really good game against Barcelona. And that's that. How long was he in the army for? 7 years. The other side says AJ versus Klitschko. Who wins? I gotta think AJ.
Yeah, you got. I would imagine.
That's how your heavyweight champion's meant to look, innit? Where you look at him and go, "Fuck." Did you watch Barcelona yesterday?
Like 15 minutes of the start of the second half, and that was enough.
What's the weirdest thing I've had on a pizza? I don't have anything weird. Keep it real. Mushroom.
They've had anchovies on it. Remember, like, it was like seafood pizza. Like, oh, you for real?
Hammer it with tuna.
Oh, tuna, bastards. Prawns, anchovies.
People used to order, didn't they? Do you remember that one that used to order no tomato sauce and no cheese on the pizza? Get a fucking chippy! What are you doing? Why are you ordering pizza when you don't like two of the major ingredients of a fucking pizza? Can you... What the fuck?
To be fair, I never used to like tomato on my pizza when I was a kid because I was like, oh, tomato, I'm not having that. So I used to have cheese. I was like Kevin McAllister, plain cheese pizza, just for me.
Petter says, fun fact, me and Rashford were born on the same day. What's your last 12 month been like? I bet it's not been as good as Rashford's, has it? When's his debut, actually? His debut's like next weekend, I think, or something like that was the anniversary of his debut. Man. Unbelievable.
Alligator meat.
I'd eat it. You got to try it, haven't you? Would Ronaldo have returned if Fergie would have stayed one more season? I think he would. There was a lot of talk around the time that he would, but now, I mean... Oh, that's what I was going to mention earlier as well. Ramos has just done 500 games from Ante, and he took a picture in front of all their European Cups. Hmm. Why don't we have a fucking room at Old Trafford that's got, you know, 13 Premier Leagues and 7 League Championships and
yeah, it's not hard to European make a replica,
Cups.
Is it?
Is it? Fuck. They've got some in there. Yeah. They have got some in there. But can you imagine, like, at Real Madrid, there's a tunnel that you walk past when you come off the coach, so home players and opposition players, just a fucking gentle reminder of where you are, and yeah. I love that. Now, the players' entrance at Old Trafford's not really touristy. I wonder if they could build something that you have to walk through, because where the coach pulls up, and have all the Premier League titles in there with, like a literal Hall of Fame, where you have to walk past all of them titles and all them FA Cups and all them Premier Leagues. It'd be mint. And then you could open either end of it, like they do with the Munich Tunnel on non-match days, so people can go and take loads of pictures in it. That'd be absolutely class if United did that. We have nothing like that. The photograph that you always see, do you know what the cup that you can see most in that is? It's the Northern Ireland Under 17 Milk Cup. Like,
who cares?
Yeah. It's irrelevant, isn't it? Boys, if we was to put up a new statue of a United player who most deserves it, what's up with him? It's got to be Giggs. Most successful player of all time.
Because like, Len was chatting to the Blackburn fan, he's like, oh, Rooney going to get a statue? And I was like,
fuck no!
He said, well, you can't go around building statues for every fucker.
There's a lot of players need... Brian Robson needs one before Rooney. Eric Cantona probably needs one before Rooney. Ryan Giggs, Paul Scholes. Potentially the whole class of 92 needs their own little thing like that.
It's just then, where do you stop though? Do you know what I mean?
I mean, does Chris Casper get one? We need a comfy win tomorrow. We do. Would I ever come to watch football in Israel? Yeah, do you know what? If you go on Skyscanner, you can see it flights are cheap to Israel. And there's a couple of decent teams there, isn't there? I don't know what the culture's like over there. But I wouldn't mind going. I definitely wouldn't mind going. I've said I will go anywhere. The one I'm looking at the moment trying to sort out is Warsaw. If you go and look at Legia Warsaw and the ultras and shit that they've got going on there, they've got a sick fucking
Yeah,
atmosphere.
It's unreal. Yeah, the
Ultra, sorry.
A lot of even them
Warsaw,
Eastern Europeans.
Morocco, yeah, I want to go all of them. Like, everyone's done, aren't they? The football bucket list. Where do you want to go? Oh, Camp Nou for El Clasico, Milan Derby, Ajax Feyenoord, Boca River Plate. Fucking boring. You can go on YouTube and find out all of them, can't you? Have you ever seen, you probably have actually because it's quite a famous one, the Partizan Derby?
Somewhere where it goes off, isn't it?
Yeah, like, the Belgrade Derby.
Proper hypes and is real.
The Dakar Senegal Derby. That's going to be fucking mental, right? I want to go to them. I want to go fucking Gremio and Palmeiras instead of Boca River Plate.
Yeah.
You know, I want to go to some of them. I wouldn't mind going watching MLS. I'll go... Oh, what? Colo Colo? Is that Chile?
Yeah, I think so.
And it, like, Ecuador, where fucking Tony's from. I'm sure there's that's
loads.
Fucking off its head. There's got to be some that are just... China is one that I want to go to. Do you know? Because at the moment you see all of this shit going on. Chinese Super League, Chinese Super League, Chinese Super League. Loads of dough, right? Have you ever seen footage of a match?
Not a full match, but you see bits and clips, don't you? When Ramirez was going sick because he got sent off after the game.
Do you know what the stadiums are like?
Do you know
like that?
You know Levetsi? Apparently he signed like just over a year ago. He's earned over 20 million quid.
Yeah, not bagged.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, sacked for that.
Shit, we dropped in the fingers and now we've missed tons of your comments. Apologies, folks. AJ wins it easier, says Joe. Best betting advice for tomorrow's game.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't bet.
Would like us to bigger the Old Trafford. Does that mean build a bigger Old Trafford? I'm sure it does. I think Old Trafford you could make 100,000 and you could have a safe standing section. They fucked it now with the disabled section that's going in. And don't try and twist this into me disliking disabled people, because you couldn't be fucking further from the truth. Good friend who is well involved with MUSDA, the Disabled Association, and they're not fucking happy with it either. They weren't consulted. And the suggestions that they're putting forward for where they're going to put people in wheelchairs is fucking ludicrous. They're putting them on the front row. Balls to the face like a fucking porn set, mate.
I know.
It's going to be ridiculous. Ed Wood would add the audacity to say a full Old Trafford is second, or is the only thing that comes second to whatever the fuck he said. The second most important thing at Old Trafford is a noisy Old Trafford, where you've just taken 2,600 seats and replaced them with 300 people. The sparseness of that area now, right behind the goal, is not going to make it loud.
Never consult
the Stretford end has got a fucking exec area right slap bang in the fucking middle of it. Like, if you wanted a loud Old Trafford, consult the fucking fans. We'll tell you how you make it loud. You go unallocated seating, which apparently Everton have got.
Hmm.
I didn't know that. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty sick.
Because unallocated, everywhere. No, behind some section, so like an ultra section or some shit. That is going to be the single. There's 1,000 tickets. You sell 1,000 fucking tickets, 1,000 people are going to find their way in there somehow.
Yeah.
It's not going to be crowded gangways. The exit ways will be clear and all the rest of it. It's not going to be overcrowding. It's not going to be dangerous. But unallocated seating is going to be the number one thing, I think, that's going to help with atmosphere. And if you just did East Lower and Stretford Lower, cheap unallocated seating for all the fucking 18 to 21 year olds that can just start going bananas in there, you're going to have a fucking noisier Old Trafford. And if there is this extension going on South Stand, you could have built a purpose-built disabled suite with a great view looking down onto the pitch that was going to be better for them.
Because
you're talking about people in wheelchairs. Everyone stands up in the bottom half of the ground because the fucking view's shit. I used to sit on row P in K Stand Lower and stood up. Up as well. I used to sometimes go and watch the game on the telly inside when we was playing in the second half. We always play at Stretford in the second half. Because I couldn't fucking see what was going on. So you want to put wheelchair users that are sat down, obviously, and they're not going to see the other side of the pitch. It's as simple as that. So if you put them somewhere purpose-built, and you can have a purpose-built suite behind them, so for any of the care needs that they've got, you can give them a fucking great view. It's not going to disrupt the atmosphere. It's going to be purpose-built for them, so it's the best thing for them, and they can be involved in the decision-making process and all the fucking rest of it, and you end up with a better atmosphere and a better Old Trafford for everyone. They've got as much right to be there as fucking anyone else does. But the way the club's doing it, they're fucking everyone. Oh, and guess what? Are you one of the 2,600 people that was sat in K-Stand? And now we've got to move you elsewhere in the ground? Have you been sat next to your fucking mate for 25 fucking years? Because there will be some.
Mm.
We're only moving single tickets. So you're not going to be sat next to your fucking dad or your fucking husband or whoever the fuck you sat next to. Deal with it. You'll have to just fucking swap you about as you go along. Fucking joke. Oh, and by the way, that's the cheapest tickets in the ground. Where we're moving you to, you get to keep your price from this season, next season, where we move you to a £90 a season ticket. But afterwards, then you've got to pay the same as everyone else. Complete fucking shafting from the club. Complete fucking shafting.
Standard.
Absolutely fucking ridiculous. So it's not about disabled people getting tickets. There's a fucking myriad of factors at play. And actually, as the only good thing for the disabled people getting in there is that more of them can come in, but they're being fucked as well because the view, the access, everything about it is fucking shite. The club's fucked it. Kieran Richardson deserves a statue. Ricardo, no. Why is there so much pussy in the Trafford Centre? Don't know, mate. I don't generally go to the Trafford Centre if I can help it. Jemba needs one. Yeah, both of them. Oh my god, all them fucking messages there that just fucking dived in. Do I think we've been transitioning into a 4-4-2, 4-4-1-1 next season so we can partner Griezmann with Zlatan? Possibly. Were we actually in the bush, Travis? Come on, son. I know you're not that thick. Got to Northern Ireland for Linfield, yeah. Glentoran. That's not a bad one. If we bought out the train line and built over it, yeah, it could be huge. Don't need to do that. That was 25 years ago. That was a concern. There's the technology to just go straight up now without needing to go backwards. That was an old excuse, and you don't have to buy the train line. You, because you're going over the train line, that's a concern. That it now becomes a train tunnel. So there's extra regulations if you did that. But we own like 80-90% of the houses that was on the other side, and half of them been knocked down anyway. So it's not an issue. United could do it if they wanted to tomorrow. But the problem is all of MUTV, all of the policing operations, a lot of the museum, and all various different things are housed in South Stand. Mm. And obviously some of that structure dates back to like 1910. So there's some issues with just like demolishing that stand, and obviously standing all the press up. The press facilities are in there.
Yeah, they won't want to just get rid of it because that's going to... They don't want to do
something. But that's the best thing in it, is like ripping it off of a plaster just to fucking smash it and then throw it back up again.
They'll just think about the revenue that they would lose in the meantime while they're
building. And that's where the majority of execs are based. So that's where the money really comes in when you're talking people that are paying 20, 30 grand a season to go. That's your money. It's not on me paying fucking 700 quid a year that, you know, Pogba's wages get paid. I think that John should get a statue, says Travis. More questions in the comments. Will United win the Champions League under Jose? It's a lottery, innit? Even if you're the best, even if you somehow become the best team in the world, that's still an issue because you don't always win. 2000, we were probably still the best team in the world. We didn't retain it. Was it Monaco that year did us? Or Real Madrid? Who did us that year?
Real Madrid.
Real Madrid does 2002, I think. 2001, 2002.
Remember, a long time ago, didn't it?
Someone is saying definitely don't go to a hurling match. There's no atmosphere. Harrison says, why do I hate WWE? I don't hate it. I just don't respect it in any way, shape or form. Why don't you watch Hollyoaks instead? There's loads of fights in Hollyoaks for you. I don't know. Like, why do people give a fuck about WWE? Why do they think it's a fucking sport?
Why, yeah, I was going to say, why? Yeah.
Stop it. If Donald Trump was here, there would be no Muslims in Old Trafford. There'd be loads of space. What the fuck? What the fuck does that even mean? Where do I get tickets for San Etienne away? You don't. It's a tiny allocation. You ain't getting one. We should go to St. Pauli. I've been to...
when they signed a player and the guy weren't there, was he... The manager, so they got...
Oh, they photoshopped it in?
Yeah. No, they put a mask on it.
Oh, yeah, but they tried smoothing it with Photoshop afterwards. It looks shite. St. Pauli's in Hamburg, innit? Which is a crazy town. That would be a decent game to go to, but that is another one that's been covered to death, I think. Loads of people have been to St. Pauli. I've taken 500 viewers away from Joe Rogan. He's on now. Tough competition. Yeah. Fucking hell. I might as well just fucking hang up now, Anna.
well, there's no other time to do it, though, was
there? No, not really. They did a fight recap yesterday, Joe Rogan, and literally just spoke about fucking conspiracies and politics, I think, for 3 hours. I think they mentioned the fight for about 3 minutes in the middle of it. It's kind of wild. Old Firm derby again, but isn't that more of a cliched one? Old Firm derby is a cliche one for me, I think.
So, like, speaking of Old Firm, like, the stuff that's going on with Rangers is just embarrassing. Like, Mark Warburton, he left, hasn't he? And all, like, David Weir's left as well.
I haven't seen what's been going on.
Rangers announced that they resigned, and they're like categorically stating, we definitely didn't resign. So, we're seeking, speaking to our legal representatives because. You know, why are you putting that out there in the press? So all's not well. Another Mike Ashley venture.
Oh shit, yeah, he's involved in it.
Mm.
Fucking hell. Shall I see if he wants to sponsor the podcast and stick a massive Sports Direct logo there?
Yeah, you might have to stick it outside your house as well.
I think we had neon, yeah.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
Football clubs you'd like to see back in a Prem? Forest?
Yeah, they're another club in a mess.
Chef Wednesday, Chef United.
Yeah, Chef Wednesday. They're going great guns at the minute.
Even City's ladies team are buying the league. Yeah, they're basically a pro team in an amateur league. Do you remember like I can't like Bath was in rugby union back in the day?
I just got no time for women's football, me. Sorry, but I just don't.
I feel about that. We need a statue in 19 on it. Rooney's overhead click and Gerrard slip. Why not 20?
Yeah. And why Gerrard slip?
Why 19? I don't understand. Do I ever think I'm making a mistake? Like, what if cock tastes heavenly? It's a risk I'm willing to live without.
Yeah, see.
Voice my opinion to the club. We have a platform. We don't. As much as everyone likes to think we do, we don't. Fuck me. Thank you, everyone, for your comments, but there's fucking loads of them. It's well hard. Here we go. I think we was here. Scared about David De Gea after today's shit performance by Navas. Always. It's inevitable. It's just got that
you've just got to you can't worry about it. If you do worry about it, then you're letting it take over your life, aren't you?
Do I think we need to set the ticket price down? I think mine's alright where it is. 37 quid's about the limit of where what I'll be paying, really. 25 quid a ticket for, like, you know, I think when Jaden turns 14, 15, I mean, he's coming to the game with me tomorrow, that's a £37 ticket, right? Do I want to be paying that all the way through his teenage years? No. Am I going to have to put the little fucker to work somewhere to make him earn his crust? Yeah, right? But the tickets are going to go up, they're going to be even more by then. There needs to be some... They mentioned, actually, they're going to be bringing in season tickets with different pricing in different parts of the ground, because at the moment you can only get an under-16 season ticket in a family stand. Am I going to sit in a family stand? No, not fucking happening.
Yeah, they was debating, like, on TalkSport the other day, like Durham and Goff, like, because during the City game, I didn't watch, but they was really, really loud, apparently. The City fans, don't get that. And it was like really
didn't happen.
It was really audible on the TV, and they could just hear
new mic from Sky.
They could just hear the swearing about calling the liner, about Gary Neville and about Mourinho and
new
all
mics
that.
Then,
and they're like,
there's a guy sitting there holding it.
And
like
he was
that.
Like, and he was like, do you think it's acceptable for people to swear at football? And should it be? Should you know?
I hope someone just rang up and went, fuck off.
Do you need to like chant, swear when you're doing your chanting and that?
Honestly,
and like,
if people get offended by the fucking sounds of my
words. If I take my kid and all that, I don't want to be subjected to that sort of language and, you know, the hostile environment. You're like, oh my God, are you being serious?
What's wrong with people?
It's like, oh, someone said, oh yeah, well, if it was like there were 10, 15 people in a busy train station in London, whatever, like Euston or whatever, and they stood around chanting football songs and they were swearing, then the police would tell them to stop because it's in a public space and the football stadium is classed as a public space. So then is it like, why don't they get removed? And you're like, shut up. How many people, like,
do you know, if you saw two people punching each other in the face in the street, they would be arrested. But if you go to a boxing match, people are cheering them. There's different fucking things happening at football stadiums.
You can't take that away from people. I mean, sometimes, like, some of the abuse that players get
ridiculous.
Is vile, but you take away, like, you're saying, oh, you can come, but you can't swear.
Fucked, isn't
it? And it's like, well, it shouldn't be heard on TV. How can you determine what is...
When Rooney said,
heard?
Fucking what, to the camera or
something.
Yeah,
he got a free game ban.
Yeah.
But anyone else?
And then every time they zoom in on Craig Bellamy, he's shouting "fuck off" or spitting. That's all he does.
Yeah, Jamie Vardy and all that. They don't. No one gets banned for that anymore, do they? But it's
only United players. United, yeah. It's a fucking absolute joke because no one's watching the other games, in all honesty. But yeah, does it not piss you fuckers off as well? Because it well pisses me off that. Why do people try and police good times?
I don't know. Yeah.
That's when you know you're living in a first world fucking country, when they're like, well, no one died from starvation this week. What else can we fucking concentrate on? Oh, no, no one's getting fucking butchered in the fucking street every fucking week. Let's start fucking policing language. That's what dictatorships do. And before you know it, you're living in fucking North Korea.
I think think Alex Butner watches this show now.
Does he?
Yeah, there. What did you think of Alex Butner when he was at United? It's only him going to be asking his own question.
Where's
about
that?
Himself. There and there. Polygon Pixel.
Oh yeah. Hi Alex.
Who else would ask that? Unless it's his that must be his alter ego.
Hi mate, can you be my friend?
If I come to Ireland, try and get my hands on an All Ireland final Gaelic football. Yeah, there's more than one person said Croke Park for that. And I watched a couple of YouTube videos on it as well. A full-time dad was going to Saint-Étienne. Yep, driving. Don't think I'm going, no. I've got fucking kids and that. Well, at least one. One that's come forward.
At least one.
Bury match, £4. Great atmosphere. Is that all it is? A Bury, £4.
Lee Clark's going to be the new manager at Emony.
£4.
Leaving Kilmarnock. Because he thinks getting a Bury job will give him more chance of getting a Premier League job.
Someone mentioned this here last week. Alex Rincon's just said $37 is a robbery in the USA. It costs at least 100 to go to a sports game. I think it cost 50 or 60 to go and watch UCLA football.
I paid like $12.
And that was sat on a fucking...
I think I paid $12 to go and watch baseball.
I think I paid 60 each.
I might be lying.
You might have paid 12 for an hot dog. If Man United made a YouTube channel, how long do you reckon till we overtake City? Do it by about 11:30 in the morning, I reckon. I'm not even fucking kidding. All they'd have to do is put it on their fucking Facebook page, boost the post to everyone who fucking follows it, all 70 million. Got a 16-year-old ticket for a tenner tomorrow. Not bad, not bad, Joe, not bad. Make sure you're a fucking nightmare in there, an absolute fucking social hand grenade. So that's what you're supposed to be at 16, isn't it?
Yeah.
Bangor City and Real's only going to cost me £7. To be fair, with £7 I could buy Real. Statue of Cantona's kick. I wonder if it did, what pose would you do a Cantona statue? It's got to just be arms on his waist.
Arms on chest out, collar
looking
up.
Over his shoulder.
Yeah,
definitely. Do I think Fosu could overtake from Carrick? I do in a way, but there's a lot of experience in what Carrick does.
Yeah, that's a long time off, isn't it?
What I need to do is I need to see fucking Sean Goss getting in the team at QPR quick time, because he's on the bench at the minute, not coming on.
Aren't they like
getting fucked at
perilously
minute,
yeah. Close to relegation.
Just tuned in, finally the coach is back. Yes, Ben.
Yeah, the rumours. Werder
Bremen
back.
Have the best fans in Germany. As I said, I've just been to Germany. There's another 200 countries in the world I wouldn't mind going watching first. I was thinking, me and Dave was thinking of a football like a competition. Let me see if I can dig up the notes. Because it was daft. But it was going to be like a competition between ourselves. No, can't fucking find it. What we was going to do is we was going to be like, right... we was going to have a list of challenges and then who could complete the most in a year. So it'd be like, get your coaching badge. Get named on the bench in a semi-pro game. Or come on in a semi-pro game.
In a friendly or in like any sort of game?
Yeah. Get offered a job in football. So like, whatever it is. And Dave was like, well, the way we do that is like go and like work on a turnstiles or something. So it's a job in football, isn't it? And like a list of just... We come up with like, what was in Leipzig and we had no internet, and we just like we come up with just a mad list of shit. So if any of you guys have got suggestions, can't start it this year, but maybe next year that we start like a little fucking weekly little competition between me and Dave and obviously like record what if we end up getting a job at a turnstile at Fleetwood or fucking Drawsden or something, just take the GoPro in, fucking sit it on yourself while you sat there on the turnstile for the day, innit, and then fuck it off and never go back afterwards. But I think, Joe, just a mad little thing like that, I think would be a fucking real good laugh. And I think one of them was like, try and get an international appearance for like some of these fucking mad countries like Sealand.
You're never going to get that.
Yeah, you never know.
They've changed
some of them are doing it for the publicity.
They've changed the rules though now, haven't they, in terms of like qualifying as international.
Surely football stadium is a private space in terms of ownership. It is, but do you know what's classed as a public space in the UK? A place where the public go. It's mad, isn't it? But they're also private places, so rules like on photography and stuff can be enforced. Like what makes me laugh is that United don't enforce, and United actually break copyright. Do you know if United like nab your photo and then tag you in it, which they do all the time when someone takes a really good picture at the match, that's technically breaking copyright. because the broadcaster of that game owns all footage in the stadium at that time. It's technically illegal for you to post photos from inside the game, but can you imagine if they started clamping down on people doing that? They'd be fucking outraged, wouldn't
they?
Oh shit, there's tons of messages there that just chopped in. First to scout a player that ends up in the United Academy. Yeah, so mad things like that. Do I have like a donation page I can use? I think the little dollar symbol at the bottom is something for the super chat thing. Still not quite figured out where that goes. Although I think we get most of it. I think YouTube take a cut, but we still get some of it, I think. Jed says, I am the Usain Bolt of speech. Also, Housen, Arsenal going to destroy 5-1. What do I think? Go watch Tusker, Kenya, Premier League. Tusker, is that the sponsor? Because Tusker's lager, innit? Tusker's Kenyan lager. See me showing my fucking worldly knowledge there. Tusker is Kenyan lager, I'm sure it is. We had, my squadron went to Kenya, and they brought back, I don't think they was in Tusks, because I'm sure that's fucking illegal, but I'm sure there was these carved bottles of Tusker. They must have been wooden bottles of beer.
To make it look like it.
Possibly. Brendan says, hey, how are you? I'm all right, huh? Who do I think should be next Rangers manager? Brendan Rodgers?
Asked.
When's the carrot replacement video coming back? When I get time. It took me 20 hours to do the first one. Sean Goss was in the next one, and the motherfucker got sold, didn't he? So now it all needs to be fucking moved about. Is it really true more people watch United and Liverpool than the Super Bowl? I think it was United and City. There was one year that there was hundreds of millions more watched it. It's the Premier League now is the biggest in terms of sporting around the world. I think the World Cup still probably gets a bit more, but yeah,
that's on free to air.
Super Bowl gets fucking squashed by Premier League, big Premier League games, which obviously all are United. Yo, you want a job at Fleetwood? My dad knows the owner. Yeah, hit me up. Let's get this shit started. Tell him I'll be their European scout. I'll do it for free. I just want a business card with it on.
Surely you can make your own business card with it on.
I know, but it's not official, is it? When someone hands you one, even if it's just one, and it's in Biro. About Leipzig, how much did the trip cost overall? I'll tell you. Oh, no, I've deleted it. I don't know how much in terms of what we spent, but flight was £36. The hotel was £50. So what you're looking at there, 80, 90 quid. A little bit of... We got rinsed on the tickets. I think we paid fucking 60 quid or 55 quid for the ticket. It was a €15 ticket. Cheers via GoGo, you cunts. So yeah, like 150 quid. Call it 250 with your spends. Little weekend away. We said it was too many days out. 4 days away, there was no need for that. If we was more on it and more focused, we can do, you know, documentary shooting, the vlog, or anything other bullshit that you need to do. Probably do it in 2 nights.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're there, you get there early morning on the Saturday, go on late Sunday.
We got there Friday. We did the game Saturday. So we could have done, you know, arrive Friday, do the game Saturday, finish any filming you need to do, leave. Our flight home on the Monday was like 9:30. It was great. We had a whole day to do what we needed to do there. Happy days. I definitely want to be doing more on that. Opinions on PC culture. It's fucking bullshit, innit? It's absolutely bullshit.
Yeah, I can't be doing it.
Why do you want to be politically correct? Politicians are pricks. We are well behind in the comments. Sorry. Say hi if you see this comment in 10 minutes. What about those chants? What chants? Next captain. I think Ander Herrera might be in with shout. I think we're at the bottom of the comments. Top three managers of all time. I don't know. Because I'm only going to think of domestic. So I don't know. I'd have to have a real good look around and all the rest of that shit. Question. What is your opinion on Oxford Uni planning on banning gender-specific terms, Z replacing he, she, etc.?
What?
Oh, that's fucking bullshit. If you listen to the Tom Segura podcast, they're taking a piss out of the gender pronouns, I think is the correct word. The problem is with academia is they're fucking bubbles. They don't actually get into the real world. People go from college to university, they go back, do the master's, they do the PhD, then they become a professor, and they've never actually fucking worked in the real world where someone will fucking smack them in the mouth or tell them they're a cunt. And sometimes you fucking need that.
Do you know what? A class of 92, because they're looking at developing like all sorts of brands and lines, aren't they, and stuff like that. Are they looking at doing an educational piece as well?
Not that I know of.
I thought I heard that somewhere, that they was looking at maybe doing a university or something, you know.
What's my opinion on the Man United / Logan trailer? Personally, I think it's a bit embarrassing. I haven't seen it. Twitter at me. Colin says, do I agree with Rogan on being able to choose fight companion instead of commentary? I think Joe's saying that because he wants probably UFC to pay him to host his podcast. I think I've worked out how much Rogan's getting in terms of downloads and stuff like that. He's probably, if he gets it sponsored, not doing far off probably what the UFC would pay him without, you know, and all he's doing is just sitting around chatting shit with his mates. True Jordy was talking to us on Twitter the other day. I think if you fuckers want it, we could probably do something for UFC 208 with me and our fucking Brian there talking about UFC. I think that would go down a fucking treat. Not sure what channel it'd go on, whichever. I'm not asked, to be honest. Arsenal are the first English team with 200 conceded Champions League goals. When is the Leipzig doc, Adam? Let me tell you a fucking story. So I had a fucking banging documentary written out, and I got probably 30% of it shot on the Monday, and then my voice went. Like, do you know people say, oh, my voice went? Well, I'm shooting for myself, right? I'm literally just there to get footage. I literally couldn't speak. I would open my mouth and a fucking...
Yeah, well, we didn't do a podcast that week when you got back over, did we?
Oh, yeah, because it was still fucked. My voice literally fucking went. My plan was, do you know what? Fuck it. What I'll do is I'll voice over everything when I get back. And then when I realised... I couldn't voice over a certain amount and it looks fine, but you still need little clips in every now and then, otherwise it just looks like some weird fucking slideshow thing. So if you want me to release a banging introduction and a banging closer and about a minute and a half in the middle, sweet, but the meat of what didn't get fucking said... I've recorded it voiceover and I've laid it all out in Premiere and I've gone, yeah, I'm lacking a lot of fucking footage there. Breaking news, Bayern arrested for rape.
Should we say, is that enough?
Are we going to wrap it? All right, Kino needs a statue. Kino's it'd be a grimace, wouldn't it? Is it half 10?
Yeah.
All right. Is it bad that MSN has yet to be in a Champions League final?
No.
Not really.
You get there if you deserve to be there, don't you?
We'll get to the end of these comments then and we'll fucking bounce. Will we win the league next year? I think we've got a good chance. What do I think of Gerrard saying United have left themselves much to do in the top four? I don't really give a fuck about his opinions. Vidic or Stam? Vidic, just. Do I think Tyson Fury will come back to boxing this year? Definitely not this year. Maybe not ever. UFC thing sounds great. What's the Rashford situation? Go back and watch the video at the start. Am I ever going to do a podcast with Jordan? Like I said, I've got fucking 29,500 subscribers. He's doing stuff with KSI. He's got like 12 fucking million or whatever he's got. So I'm down the list. I know my place. Will we win the Champions League again? Of course we will. What was the real score? Huh? What's the most magical moment I've experienced at Old Trafford? Owen's fucking injury time winner wasn't bad. Do you know what though? The one that stands out, considering how long it was. It was the 1993 when we won the league. Used to watch Italian football like everyone. Dun, 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 dun. Golazzo. That, you know what I mean. The one that made fucking James Richardson famous. And there used to be loads of flags in Italy. And there was no flags in England because it was still hangover from the hooligan times. So you weren't allowed in with a wooden stick. Any of that shit would get took off you. They didn't even sell them outside the ground, really.
What? And then the flags?
Not before 93. Post 93, everyone had the Cantona tricolour one. But the first time I ever saw tons of flags... inside Old Trafford was the day we won the league, and I remember just like mind blowing. And
a good period, like for a good number of years up until like even in Europe and stuff in the late '90s, the flags were like everywhere. Yeah. I took my Cantona flag for years, mate.
My Cantona flag came to Afghanistan, and I don't know where the fuck it is. I think it's in my mum's garage. I'd really ought to find it, because if I can find it, it's coming in the studio. I might even frame the fucking thing. Would I like to see Leeds back in the Prem? Only so we can relegate them, but yes. Imagine losing Henderson. to a Henderson offside goal and Lady Gaga comes on at half time at Old Trafford. I'm so glad we don't have that fuck about. Can you imagine that in the Champions League final? Like, we're gonna stop now for an hour and all this bullshit's gonna happen.
Nah,
it's about the sport.
Yeah, that.
Best thumbnail ever. Thanks, Mo. That's all about Orange Ape. Go check him out. The guy's a beast. The 8-2 was awesome. The 8-2 was ridiculous. Have I seen the Beyond the Pitch channel? The guy off there said there's truth in the Rashford reports. Go watch the start of the video. I spoke to Phil last night about that. Can I please give a summary of what Rio said in the interview? I can't remember everything that he said. The big thing that I thought was going up in the headlines and the papers was it was embarrassing to be in a champion in Europa League,
which is understandable if you got to have that mentality of you want to be in the best, isn't it?
Callum says, is it frustrating seeing mine and Full Time Devils videos not having a popularity Arsenal Fan TV videos have when all they do in their videos is swear at answering Arsene and overreact? No, because ultimately, like, I think the best video I ever did was my Munich one. It's on 9,000. What does that tell you? People aren't tuning in, I don't think, to watch Arsenal Fan TV because they're like, this is really educating
content. It's not all Arsenal fans either, is it?
It fucking definitely isn't all Arsenal fans. It's become a meme. When you see Paddy Power and Bleacher Report, like, what are Arsenal Fan TV going to be like?
Yeah.
They've transcended and become a social meme because people are fucking laughing at them.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to become a social meme. I'd rather people go, actually, I like listening to him talk about footy, or I like some of the stuff that we do, and I don't give a fuck if it doesn't get views because I'm happy with what I'm putting out there. Can you honestly see any of... here's the acid test, right? What was I doing on Friday? All right, they actually fucking went and spoke to G Neville after calling him out, but do you think that's happening again?
No.
Right, what was I doing on Friday? I was interviewing Rio Ferdinand. I've done stuff for Premier League Productions, BT, Sky, BBC. I don't see any of them fucking clowns on there doing that. Can you imagine? They're not going to pull Claude onto fucking any of that shit, are they? I'd like to be seen as a fan who can be trusted by these to give decent punditry, and that's what I enjoy doing. I like giving my opinion on football. It's just an elevated form of blogging. It's an elevated form of being in a fanzine, and it's good that some of the networks, BT do a really good fucking job of integrating fans into their coverage now, and I think it's fantastic. But I don't see any of the, you know, wild ones that are in there, and I always think of the perspective, look what I do with my granddad, the thing on Munich. How can I flip out at a result when we lost a team in 1958? You've got to have perspective.
Yeah, it's all about that, isn't it?
Okay, last couple. Someone wrote something about Full Time Devils and said, "Oh, it's not our fans that are watching, it's opposition fans." Now, that might be true for Arsenal Fan TV. It's not true for Full Time Devils. People who watch Full Time Devils, I think, by and large, like, our biggest videos are like previews and stuff. We like to offer a range of analysis. Will there be a Michael Carrick testimonial? I think that's what the announcement is this week. Adam isn't replying to the Blackburn tweets and we've been spamming him. Let's just finish it off with one massive hammering of Adam. There's 400 and some of you watching, I think. All of you just go and tweet at Adam McCullough Blackburn and just see what he says. Am I starting beef? Not at all. I'm not starting beef with anybody. I'm just saying how it is. Simple as that. Am I doing another vlog when we go to Wembley? You'll have to wait and see. But yes. I think that'll do us. From the PIMP himself and from me, thank you for watching. If you've watched this tonight and you're like, how the fuck do I get hold of this? I ain't got another hour and a half to just be sitting here listening to you fuckers waffle. It's available on iTunes. It's available on Castbox. It's available on Audio Boom as audio only. So get it on those. If not, tune in usually every single Thursday. It's Wednesday this week because of the Europa game tomorrow. Usually every single Thursday at 9-ish. And we are there and we are live and we are talking shit for the masses. So thank you for tuning in and supporting us. We're nearly at 30,000. Ultimately, the target's a lot higher than that. But we've got to get over the little ones to get to the big ones, haven't we? But again, thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you later.
Peace.